Do you experience digital eye strain from too much blue light exposure from digital screens? Baxter Blue glasses aren't your average frames. These blue light lenses filter 80% of the highest energy blue light, eliminating 99% of the glare. The past year, we all have been glued to our devices more than ever. I myself, literally on my phone, then on my iPad, then on the TV, then on my computer. Literally on my phone 99% of the time, like watching TikTok. It is so insane. So our exposure to digital light has soared and our eyes and our sleep are suffering as a result. Baxter Blue is also a force for good and provides a pair of reading glasses for someone in need for every pair sold. This is eyewear built for our digital age, and Baxter Blue is giving our listeners 10% of their next purchase for blue light, sleep, or kids' glasses. Click the link in our show notes for your exclusive discount. This is a sign you have been waiting for to invest in blue light glasses. We know you will love Baxter's. We know that you will feel the difference. Hey guys, so welcome back to Wild and Basic. So today we're going to be talking about social media a little bit, but before we get started on the topic, I wanted to just talk a little bit about my experience so far with the second dose on the vaccine. I just wanted to just put it out there because I feel like not a lot of people honestly just talked about how it feels like, because it's currently my second day after the dose, and I just want to tell you guys a little bit about it. First, I would say, so when I got the vaccine, and that was just that day, honestly, didn't feel like anything. From what I heard, from a couple websites and everything, they were like, take Tylenol before and take Tylenol after. That's literally what I did. So I honestly didn't feel like, I didn't feel anything besides just a little bit of sore arm until probably that entire day. But literally in the middle of the night, I think it was 2 a.m. or something, I just woke up with a fever. It was terrible, not gonna lie. I was shivering, it was terrible. I took Tylenol again, I could not sleep. It was bad, I have to say. I feel like last time I was this bad when I went to a festival, and that time it was just cold, there was just so much smoke, I was coughing and everything. That's the time I was that bad. People are just saying it's mild reaction. I'm legit not trying to exaggerate. This is not mild, because that entire, the next day, I legit couldn't do anything. First, I had fever again and shivering and everything, and I had a headache, and I had I was sore, not just arm, my entire body was sore. It just felt like I was hit by a truck. Not in the sense of you would broke your bones or anything, but in a sense of something you did a really, really hard workout, maybe 10K or something. You feel like you just need to take a day or something. That's legit how it felt like. But on top of that, not just being sore, having a fever and shivering, it's not the best feeling. And the only thing that was really helping me was that taking really, really hot showers. That's why I would be in the shower for 10-15 minutes, just hot shower. It would feel amazing, and after a while it would be fine for 5 minutes, and after fever would come back. It's not the ideal thing. I just wanted to say it in here because I just feel people are it's a mild reaction. No, it's not. I'm sorry that it's not a mild reaction. It's legit having a really, really bad cold for a day. Today, it's after 2 days now. It's second day after the vaccine. So I feel much better. I don't have fever anymore. I just have a little bit of headache. Soreness is almost gone. I just have little sore in my arm, just the arm area. So hopefully this will be gone by the end of today. So from also what I heard, and my sister even told me, she works at the hospital, she said this lasts about 48 hours. Actually, people are 24 hours. No, it doesn't. Even my last time when I got my first shot, it lasted 48 hours. My soreness did not go away until end of the second day. So This was just like a little FYI from my experience. Just wanted to share with you guys in case you're planning on getting. No offense, like if anyone is not getting it or they're just waiting for it. I mean, I am not all for it. I'm not just gonna be here just like trying to educate people to like get it or not get it. I just think it's up to people. So I honestly understand both sides to it. So I'm really not against it, because there are some people are also saying like, oh, you might have to get it again in 6 months. I'm just like, oh, I'm not going through this experience for the second time. Because no offense, I just feel like this is like end of, I don't know, like we are in 2021. And I feel like technology and everything, medicine would be a lot more like effective and more like advanced. This is not advanced. This legit still feels like very old school, that like having this adverse reaction, especially the second time, it's second dose already, which is already kind of annoying, no offense to that. Like, anyways, I just don't want to be even like trashing them, but I'm just saying like, it's not the best thing, literally spending entire day doing nothing. I mean, it kind of sounds like nice, but like, it's just at the same time, like you're not in a good place to be that. Legit, I had so many nightmares that day that like I couldn't sleep, or the time that I kind of passed out, literally not even slept, just like passed out. Terrible nightmares. I legit wouldn't even like say, like wish this to my worst enemy. Not great, Moderna or Pfizer. I heard from both stories. So I just feel like they should do better. But anyways, this is a little my rant about the vaccine, but I'm over it. Definitely feel much better. So let's get into today's topic. So we have talked a lot about social media on this podcast. So I want us to talk about multiple aspects to it, and we will talk more about it, obviously, with my guests as well. But in this episode, I want us to talk about how you can separate yourself from your persona on social media. I think this might be not super obvious in the beginning, especially when you're just starting out on social media or whatever. We will get into it in a bit. But what I want to talk about is like when you sometimes actually get caught up in the moment and you just like start like really, really getting deep into it, and you just start like losing yourself, that like you think social media is your life. And the thing is, in some aspects, it's just like social media is a part of our lives anyways. Doesn't matter if you're content creator, you're a business owner, whatever, or you're just a regular person who has like a personal social media, that's all cool. I feel like at one point it's a part of our lives, but it's not our lives. I feel like that's the main difference we need to make. Because this past week, actually, I tried to take a break from posting. I didn't really post on my feed or anything like that. I just posted like story or anything like that. Like I didn't take it the next level. And I remember also I had collaboration or anything like that. So I just wanted to put a hold on them for just a week because I needed my sanity. I think it is great to be connected with people on social media. It feels amazing. I'm being so serious that like to be hearing comments or just connecting with people from across the world and just talking to them, hearing their thoughts and everything like that. It is amazing. But at one point, it just gets so tiring to just keep responding to people and just talking to them all the time. And I'm not just saying this to be like a to sound like unappreciative to that. I appreciate all the people who are following me and everything like that. But I think sometimes I just get so much, like not even me, I know from other people too, so like you're just so connected to it. And it's not even them, like your followers or anything. It's more like that you spend so much time, because only thing your followers or other people see is that like you just posting a picture or you posting a story or anything, right? But they don't know how much time you spent on that picture or on that story or whatever to just get to that. So it's a lot of work to put it in there. So you're just, then they are asking for stuff and stuff like that. Then also other thing is that like people are just like giving their opinions all the time. And this is not necessarily a bad thing, but I'm just saying it's so overwhelming. These are all great to, you know, getting comments and everything. Trust me, I love getting comments. I love getting DMs from people asking them about sometimes what I wear or like what sizes this is, what is what I recommend or whatever. It's great. I love it, honestly. But at one point, I just want to take a break for a bit so I can come back again more, you know, relaxed and everything, because it does get overwhelming. And I just also want to make sure that I give you guys the best advice I can, because I'm human at the end of the day. You know, I can also make mistakes too. And I don't want to sound like I don't appreciate anyone, because when people, especially because like sometimes these opinions, not always good, people just love to give their opinions overall. I'm included in this too. So that like when sometimes people ask questions on social media or something that I know for myself that I know about it or I can relate to it, obviously I'm going to give my opinion about it. But sometimes I feel like these opinions get like it can be a lot, especially because like when it's something related to your personal life. This is why I would say is like you have to be really mindful of what you're sharing on social media. Like in the beginning, I remember when I started this, my account, I was essentially sharing every single thing in my life, from the day, from the time that I would wake up, from the time that I would go to bed, like I would just share every single detail. At one point, it was just kind of exhausting because I just felt like I didn't really enjoy those moments or anything. But also on top of that, just getting opinions from people that like they didn't like this, they didn't like that. They're just giving opinions about like how my hair looked or whatever. It just didn't feel nice. I just wanted to put it on the side, because I think you have to remember that when you're posting almost everything in your from your life to social media, sometimes you think, not even you think, it just automatically just feels like it, that like social media is your life essentially, because like everything you have on your, like, in your real life, it's also on social media. That's when it gets so twisted. And that's why I feel like you need to sometimes like put boundaries, and like you have to remember what is your actual persona on social media versus yourself in real life. Trust me, everyone says this, is that like, yeah, like I am almost exactly the same in real life. No. I mean, it could be close to it, but it's probably not, because in social media, we are not always sharing our worst moments or anything. We are only sharing our accomplishments, best moments, stuff like that. It's not always, you know, the ugly moments. So, we really have to understand what persona we created and what is the purpose behind it. Because again, this is from my perspective as a content creator. At the end of the day, my social media account, when I first started, obviously it was just fun for me, but this obviously has turned into a business. But there are some people, they just do it as fun. So it's that way. But you have to remember where to put the boundaries in that. So if you're doing it for fun, obviously do it for fun. But that also doesn't mean that you just have to spend all the time because it's fun. You have to separate yourself from it a bit too. It's like, this is for fun, I just post this part. But you don't have to post every part. And same thing with me. It's like on because this is at the end of the day, it's a business to me now. It wasn't in the beginning, but it's a full-time business for me. So, and I don't want to do anything, obviously, to jeopardize that business. But also, I also don't want to do certain things that could also affect me personally. Because if this was not my business, I can literally do whatever, share whatever. But because this is also my business, this affects me, I really have to be careful what I'm sharing sometimes too. Obviously, yeah, there are times that I want to share whatever I want, but there are also times I'm just like, no, I want to keep these moments for myself. And I just wanted to cherish those moments for myself, that I can appreciate myself. Like, I don't think it's that important for me to share it, because I just feel like that's just for me and for my friends or for my boyfriend, for my family. That's just what it is. So you just have to make sure that you are identifying who you are on social media versus who you are in real life. It's very tough question, honestly, to even think about, but I think it is something that you have to think about how you can do that, because it doesn't just happen overnight. More and more you're on social media and everything, how certain things affect you. You just have to be like, okay, time out. I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I remember I used to just spend hours on Explore page on Instagram, just like scrolling, just looking and everything. It just wasted so much of my time. yes, there are times that, like, I do it for a purpose, that, like, oh, I am looking for a certain inspiration. That's one story. But also, you can find so many inspiration from other places. Trust me, Pinterest is such a great platform for that. But there are times that, like, you're just looking at one thing, then you end up spending 2 hours on it. That's not really productive. Unless that's something you like, but I'm telling you, that's not going to be good for you. Like, you need to be doing something else. At least for myself, I'm realizing that, like, I don't need to be spending 2-3 hours for it. That's just one thing I would mention. Because there's other things that, like, this is something I experience all the time. It's, like, comes and it just comes sometimes, and sometimes it goes away. Is that, like, I get sucked into these, like, views and likes. And obviously, this is just big for me because, like, I'm not just getting these views and likes because I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to be look like I'm popular or whatever, or I just want people to appreciate that, like, how hot body I have or whatever, because no. But I want the brands to work with me again, because at the end of the day, I'm being 100% honest. Although brands say we don't care about engagement, we don't care about followers, I'm here to tell you that is BS. They care about the followers. They care about the likes. I know exactly even how they are searching for these. Trust me, there are obviously there are agencies who are, you know, doing things differently. But most agencies that I have worked with, I know they are always looking for higher engagement. So if you have engagement very low, they are most likely not going to work with you. So you have to have a higher engagement. For most cases, it has to be over 2% or whatever, based on your engagement rate and anything like that. So I'm just saying there's times that, like, you really have to focus on. And obviously, especially when you're working with a brand, you're like, you want to show your best, that, like, you can, you know, get a lot of views, get a lot of likes and everything like that. But don't just push it and make yourself overwhelmed and exaggerate things that, like, you can just, you know, be better. Obviously, you need to try your best. Yeah, do your best. But don't just push it so that it will affect your mental health. Because, yeah, you can compare yourself to other people who did the same campaign as you. But that's just not healthy, because obviously, the thing is, there are times that campaigns can be really, really right for you, but it just might not be that great timing, or it just didn't work out for you. Because trust me, there are times that, like, brands ask for so many things and they just want to adjust so many things to make it look like them, but it's not really you. So it does really affect your engagement. So you have to not take it personal. You just have to remember that this is just business and you are making a business relationship. So yeah, there's a chance. It just happens. There's a chance that posts might not do as well, but that's not on you personally, because that just happens. Maybe the image didn't work out that well, or the brand was too picky about certain things, or maybe it wasn't the right time, or maybe just people will come back to it later. Like, there was a time that, like, a post I posted about mental health, it didn't do that well in the beginning, but some reason after a couple months, legit, was getting more interaction. So I'm just saying, it's just, you know, the way sometimes things work out. But don't just take it to heart, because that will give you a headache. And trust me, I feel like we have so much stress in our lives already with everything going on. You don't have to put more stress on yourself, because it really is not worth it. It's just business. And in business, things fall or things go well. And it's very unpredictable. So just don't take it too hard. Another thing I want to mention is there's times that people think, you know, all we do on social media, or all social media is like, you're just posting, you're engaging, you're doing this and that on social media, right? And that's your life, especially if you're doing this for a living. I'm here to tell you it is not. Because on social media, yeah, we are sharing things and everything, but especially when you're doing this for a living, these things have to be approved by brands. In some cases, it's not just by brands. It has to be approved by agencies. Then agency sends to the brand. It's like there's sometimes even multiple agencies that has to go through it to go to the brand. So it can take quite a lot of time, because sometimes people, I know this comes a lot, they're like, why are you not posting, or why are you not doing this, or like, why are you not posting more? It's that, like, that affects me. Not just like I'm like, trust me, I would love to post more. I would love to do that. But I think in the beginning when I was posting more is because like that was just fun and there was no business. It was just me posting fun things. And I'm pretty sure almost every YouTuber, every Instagrammer could say this because that's just how life was. You know, we were sharing fun moments and everything. We still do nowadays, but we still need to watch out to see what we are sharing because some of them is actually brand partnerships and everything. And we have to kind of calculate, not even calculate, just like balance it out to see when we can post it. Because unlike YouTube videos and stuff, because there is no such thing as feed on YouTube, is like people just post whatever that doesn't have to match. But on Instagram, especially if you have a matching aesthetic feed, you have to make sure what is matching, what's not matching to post it. And especially if there's a brand partnership that you need to post, is that like, is this going to make sense if I post it? Does it match with the colors or whatever? Sometimes it doesn't. So I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to post it until that brand approves that picture so I can post that picture. Then I will post something else after. So I'm just saying there's so much planning that goes ahead. And people are always just thinking like, Merce, what do you do with your life? Like if you're not posting on Instagram, and they're not even just me. I know this applies to a lot of other content creators. We literally work. Trust me, I haven't posted on Instagram, like on feed post, for a week now. But I'm telling you, this past week, I have worked the most. There's like a solid 5 partnerships that is coming up for me. And it's just been going back and forth because I took the pictures and they approved it, but there were like no additional feedback. And like, there's always approval process. And after approval, sometimes they're like, oh, actually, there are some other exceptions that we want to make that change the caption, do this, do that. I'm just saying there's so much stuff goes behind it. Or they're like, oh, sign this contract, sign this NDA, whatever. I mean, these are all great. I'm not saying that. But what I'm just trying to say is like there's so much work goes in behind the scenes that people are not trying to see. But that is also part of our job. So it's not just being live on social media or just posting stuff on social media. There's more comes to it that people don't realize. I used to just feel like, you know, I am missing out by not posting it. But sometimes I'm just like, wait, I'm not. Like, people are there for me, yeah. Or, yeah, maybe I will lose a couple followers or whatever, which I haven't, honestly, that I haven't even posted. So it's totally fine that I, you know, lose followers or whatever, because I don't even want followers that are not going to engage with me. So it's totally fine. Because I used to get so obsessed about losing followers. Now I even sometimes delete followers because you can do that apparently, that like people are not engaging with you, because I honestly don't care so much. Because yeah, brands care about the followers number or anything like that, but I'm not gonna just like make it all about me. It's like I'm doing my best, I'm trying my best. It's not working, it's not working. I'm not just gonna, you know, make it all about me and just be depressed about it. Because I think in life, what I'm learning, and especially on social media too, is that like, do your best, you know, do your research and everything, but don't take everything too hard. Because on social media, trust me, so many things you see are just fake. It's just legit, straight up fake. Even the so many people who are verified or I don't know, like have millions of followers or whatever. Yeah, maybe they got to those followers and stuff too. But it happened through collaborations or people who are verified because they paid certain publicists to do it. I'm just saying none of them is just kind of like, yeah, it just happened because I was so popular, or it just happened because I was, you know, so authentic or whatever. Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that you were authentic and stuff. But I'm just saying that like they did work for it. They hired people. They faked certain stuff and stuff like that, because and social media, a lot of things are fake. So you don't have to think like this is your life. And that's why I want to conclude with is that like I think you really have to take everything with a grain of salt. I'm so good at this. With a grain of salt, sorry, I still have a headache. With a grain of salt, because not everything what it seems on social media, it's not the best all the time. So it is totally fine. Just don't get caught up in the moment on social media and think that this is your life. Spend time with your friends. Spend time with your family. Spend time with yourself. I'm being serious. Spend time more with yourself. I really wish that someone told me this when I was like starting out, that I can spend more time with myself, because I can't find myself. Because I think more time we spend ourselves, not just on social media, but like defining and finding ourselves, more we could be happy and understand what we really want in life. That's just one thing I want to recommend this to everyone, is that social media is just a way of expressing yourself, but it's not yourself. So yeah, just that. Anyways, guys, so that was the episode for today. I hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to our podcast. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.